This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. Hello from my snow den. I am in the middle of quite a snowstorm, definitely the biggest one since moving back to New England, which is appropriate since I moved in July, so that's an obvious statement. But it's still coming down pretty hard, and I'm pretty sure that we have got well over 2 feet. But it's beautiful, it's lovely, and I kind of wish we could just hang out and have coffee and chat. But instead, we'll record and we'll get another podcast going, so enough of my random chit-chat. Super glad that you are back with me today. And I want to start right out of the gate with a question for you. A couple of questions, actually. Do you ever feel like you just don't care? Like, you know you care about your goals, but in the moment, you just dismiss them. Whatever, I don't care. Or you feel like you're out of control. And the reason I'm asking is because I've been hearing a lot of this recently, and it's familiar to me because I've been there. Because at times, I still am there, where you can't tell me I don't care about my goals, but in a moment, I will try to tell myself. And this is how we pass off opportunities for progress, and it becomes tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I know you care very much about your goals. You wouldn't be listening right now. We wouldn't be building this relationship together here with Primal Potential if you didn't care. And yet, we tell ourselves moment to moment that we just don't care. You do want your goals. You do want to feel proud and confident, but we have to address these moments when, for whatever reason, you're telling yourself and believing that in that particular moment, you don't care. There is a pattern of later versus now that we have to break. I'll deal with it later. I'll do the work later. I'll get serious later versus capitalizing on the moment at hand right now. I've had a couple of really great conversations, and my hope was to be able to share them with you in their entirety, but there were some audio connectivity issues, and so I've sort of pieced some of the ideas together and was surprised at the common theme that is emerging of people feeling like in a moment they just don't care. For one client, it was that she felt like she was just too tired to care. And for another one, it was like the appeal of the moment when everybody is having drinks and everybody's having dessert. It's the appeal of the moment that creates this environment where she would tell herself, I just don't care right now, right? So the first client, the one that was saying she's too tired to care, she's in one of my winter fat loss fast track groups, and she's lost 18 pounds so far. We're just starting off week 6 as I record this, so she's crushing it. But we were talking because the past few days had been really hard for her, and she said, I'm just too tired to care. Life hasn't been easy. She's had some health challenges, and I can totally relate to that. I just can't. I just don't want to. Not today. I don't care feeling. So I asked her this. I said, when you make choices that are not aligned with your goals because you're saying, I'm too tired to care, do those choices you make in those moments give you more energy or less energy? And she admitted that they take away her energy. They leave her with less energy. So you're in this place where because you're tired, you're not taking care of yourself, but then you're compounding the problem because the choices you're making erode your energy, both physically and emotionally, even further, right? You're more tired physically because you're not making food choices that really support energy and endurance. And then emotionally, you're more tired because on top of the existing problems, now you're frustrated and disappointed and maybe confused because you don't understand why you can care so much and yet believe this argument you tell yourself that you don't care at all. So as I talked with her about this a little bit more, it was clear that over the past few days, she had been in a place where her focus, their thoughts, the ideas, the way she was putting her attention into her day, she was focusing on what she wants now right? Which is not to try, not to exert herself, not to be even more uncomfortable by having to make hard choices. That was what the focus was on what she wanted now, instead of having the focus be on what she wants most. And I know, and she knows, that what she wants most is to have more energy, which comes from making better choices. She also wants to resolve her PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which can be accomplished in large part by making great food choices. She wants to keep losing weight. She wants to feel proud of herself. But how? Like, we can identify, yeah, I'm not focused on what I want most. I'm focused on what I want now. We can see that. Fine, we have identified the problem, but how do we change it? When you're not focused on what you want most, to be healthy, to have more energy, to feel more confident, when you're not focused on that, when you're focused on what's right in front of you right now, emotion or fatigue or temptation, whatever it is, how do you switch your focus? Practically speaking, how do you bring your attention to what you want most? And then, most importantly, how do you keep it there, right? We can all understand that it's super easy to make great choices when you are actively focused on what you want most, on your goals, but how do you keep your focus there? How do you not let it drift away when you're tired, when you're overwhelmed, when work is crazy, when the kids are sick? How do you get and stay focused on what you want most instead of what you want now? And here is the strategy that I suggested for this particular client. And you'll hear in a minute that I also suggested it for another client as well, because the problem, though the situations were different, the solution and the underlying issue were very, very much the same. So I will add this caveat before I tell you what I suggested to her. The caveat is this: the strategy that I recommended to her is very, very simple. Every single one of you can do it, and most of you won't. Most of you won't. These simple strategies only work if you use them. And there are so many of you that have every single tool in your mental and emotional toolbox that you could ever need to create the life you want, but you don't use them. This only takes 5 minutes a day. But the key is, you can't just be like, oh yeah, that would help, and then not do it. You have to do it. So here's what I told her. I said, I want you to take 5 minutes for the next 2 days, 5 minutes a day, both days, today and tomorrow. And in that 5 minutes, I want you to sit down with paper and a pen or your journal or whatever else and set the timer for just 5 minutes. And until the timer goes off, I want you to write your answers to the following three questions. What do you want most? What do you want most? The second question is, why do you want it? Or how would your life be better if you had that? Why is it important to you? That's the second question. And then the third is, what are you able and willing to do about it today? So you're taking 5 minutes and you're just sort of free associating, journaling the answers to these questions. What do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to achieve? Why do you want it? How will life be better once you've achieved it? Why is it important to you? And then the last question is, what are you able and willing to do about it today? Today. This is a powerful exercise if you actually do it. One of my Master's Club clients reached out to me the other day, and actually one of my Fat Loss Fast Track veterans did as well, similar situations. Both of them have upcoming vacations. And in the past, on vacation, they've come back feeling really disappointed in themselves, like they didn't make choices that made them proud, and they're saying, hey, I have this upcoming trip. What do you think I can do? What are some strategies you can recommend so that I kind of stay mindful of my goals instead of chucking them out the window and doing whatever I want? It's about, and this is how I responded to both of them, it's about what you're focused on. It's less about like, okay, either have carbs or alcohol, but not both, or make sure that you're getting exercise every... No, it's really not about that. We all could write down a list of nutritional strategies to make on vacation that would leave us feeling great. That's fine. That's not the issue. That's not what keeps us from making progress. It's about what we're focused on. right? You are either going into that trip focused exclusively on what you want now, what everybody else is doing, the temptations in front of you, or you're focused on what you want most, how you want to feel, what would make you proud, why your goals matter to you, right? Now, we can all probably agree on that. You can either focus on what you want now or what you want most. But again, that's not the issue. How do you bring your attention to what you want most, and how do you keep it there? That's where the commitment comes in. 5 minutes each day. That's something everybody can do, but will you do it? Schedule the time. Make it happen. Don't make an excuse, right? Just decide, I am going to do this because I want it to work for me. I want to train my brain to think more about what I want most than what I want now. But it takes that commitment. It's easy to do, but you have to do it. And that doing it, I don't know if you guys are hearing the avalanche outside my window. That was awesome and terrifying. Anyway, but to do it, you have to decide and then follow through. There's no magic in just deciding. Will you actually take the 5 minutes every single day? It's so easy. It's so easy. One of the things that we tend to do, unfortunately, and I don't think it works, is get out ahead of ourselves. We start planning and strategizing, and this is what both of my clients were trying to do related to their vacations. Think about, what food rules do I need to have in place for this thing in 2 weeks? No, you can do that moment by moment. You don't need to identify ahead of time in order to make it work. That's not the issue. The issue isn't that you haven't established these standards ahead of time. It's about your focus. In the moment, you're focused more on what looks good now than you are on what you want most. So you have to train yourself to focus continuously throughout the day on what you want most, right? What you want most. And, you know, when we're thinking about this planning ahead kind of stuff, excuse me, and people say, you know, Elizabeth, how can I be prepared? Get prepared by making better choices today. Set yourself up for success today. This is your opportunity to practice. You don't need to plan and strategize and have all of these rules in place. You need to be building that mental muscle now so that it's there when you need it. I'm going to read you guys a super short interaction. I just literally pulled this from one of my clients, actually my only one-on-one client, journal. We journal back and forth, we chat back and forth in a shared document, and we just kind of type to each other. And here's a very random snippet. I think you'll see where I'm going with this. I commented to her, this is exactly what I said, this is exactly what I wrote. What can you do to harness that in control feeling for the next 24 hours? Because she had been commenting about how she felt really in control of some choices. And so I'm asking her, what can you do to create that feeling again in the next 24 hours? And then she had shared a story about trying a brownie and realizing it wasn't worth it. So I said, way to win with the brownie. I did the same thing out to dinner in New York City. I had a bite of bread at the steakhouse and then realized it wasn't worth it. So I put it down. And then I said, had a drink at a comedy club and realized I was paying attention to the show, not the drink. So I set it on the floor and ordered water. And this is what she said in response. Life is made up of moments called now. Yeah. That gives me the power to what can I do right now perspective, right? So when you think about that in terms of life is made up of moments called now, that is how you apply this what can I do right now perspective. She says, you didn't go to dinner or the comedy club worrying that there would be a bread basket or if you would have the strength to say no or what you would have to drink. You went. You made yourself proud in the moment and were present. Rinse and repeat every day. Practice makes it easier. Worrying or overthinking future decisions doesn't help. It actually takes away from your power right now. And then she said, it's all clicking. The point here is this. You can either plan and strategize or you can practice building that skill now so that it's there for you later. We worry about, will we have the discipline, the motivation, the focus, later when we need it? Well, practice it now and then you'll have it there later when you need it, right? If you took this 5-minute strategy and you did it every single day for 30 days, you answered those questions. What do I want most? Why do I want it? Why is it important? And what am I able and willing to do today? If you did that 5 minutes a day, every single day, without fail for 30 days, I guarantee that your life would shift dramatically in the direction of your goals. And every single one of you listening to me can do that. But how many of you will? Before we wrap up, I want to share a short clip from one of the conversations I had with my client the other day. And we were talking about she wanted to have a stronger connection to why she wants to make these changes beyond I want to lose weight. And so this is the conversation we had about that.
I definitely feel like I need to move away from the immediate gratification thing. And I do need to clarify more what do I want? What is most important to me? Mm-hmm. Why is it most important? What can I do about it?
Right.
Instead of saying, like you said, I'll be better tomorrow. I'll be better tomorrow.
Right.
I do think that spending some time thinking about these questions would be a step in the right direction.
And I would encourage you to, one of the things that I do, and I'm sure you've heard me say this on the podcast, if I get to a particular point in the day, it's usually around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, where I start to feel like, ugh, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, I'm tired, ice cream, brownies, alcohol, you know, whatever, I'll stop and I'll go through that exercise again, you know, because I just need to reconnect. I just need to refocus. And so I let those feelings of, I don't feel like it, I'm tired, I don't want to, maybe tomorrow, instead of following those thoughts, they're like a little red flag. They're just a warning of you're focusing on something that's going to make you feel like crap. So take just 2 minutes and redirect your focus. And it doesn't mean you need to pull out the journal and write again for 5 more minutes, but just a really simple, what do I want most? What do I want most and what can I do about it right now? The more you practice that kind of redirection and recognizing when your thoughts are going towards that immediate gratification place and not trying to talk yourself out of it, right? Because we're really, really good at convincing ourselves of just about anything that would give us pleasure in the moment. Not talking yourself out of it, but just like, hey, yeah, ice cream would be good, but let me just take 1 second and say, what do I want most?
One of the podcasts that I listen to over and over again is one that it was one of your seminar, or I think it was for one of your fast tracks. Like, it's such a tongue twister. Where you talk about values and principles. I think that's the one.
Yeah.
And talking about when you're at this conference, you're in the back and you're like rubbing your thighs. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Because my thighs, you know, because
right.
I want to lose weight. And,
right.
You know, so I keep trying to think, really, no, why? What is my why? I just keep asking that.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's how I think you bridge that. That's why the second question is so important, because you might start with, well, what I want is to be smaller. What I want is my butt to be smaller. What I want is for my arms to be less jiggly or whatever it is. But the second question is, why is that important? How is my life going to be better? So when I think about that and I go back to that place in my head where I was a couple of years ago, oh, I want my thighs to be smaller. Well, why, Elizabeth? What is going to be better about your life as a result of smaller thighs? Then I get to, I want to be more confident. Then I get to, I don't want to constantly be obsessed with food. Well, what do I want? I want to be more free to have fun without being self-conscious. And then we get to the root, like, okay, so what we're really after is not being self-conscious. What we're really after is confidence. And then the question becomes, what can I do today to be more confident? What can I do today to push away that self-consciousness, right? Or what do I not need to do today to be more confident or to be less self-conscious? So that's why that second question, because so many people will say, oh, I just want to lose 10 pounds. Tell me why. What's going to be different about your life when the number on the scale is 10 digits lower? That's how we get to the root of what you really want. The bottom line here, guys, is that it is not enough to know what you want. Oh, I want to lose weight. right? Because in the moment where you're considering that brownie, your waistline is not going to immediately get bigger if you have that brownie. So it's easy to dismiss that choice as something that doesn't count or doesn't move the needle, because in and of itself, it doesn't. But if you answer these questions, you will get very in touch with why it matters and what you can do about it. And you will begin to see that every choice does matter, and it matters a lot. And it will help you bring your mind, bring your attention, bring your focus to what you want most, instead of going from situation to situation, being focused on what you want now. That is what it's all about. Avalanche again. Did you guys hear that? I really hope you heard that, because it is loud. Anyway, it is about training yourself through mastering the moment, going through these exercises, like just 5 minutes a day of writing about what you want most, why, and what you're able and willing to do about it, that will help you in those moments where you are prone to focusing on what you want now instead. Build that mental muscle now so that it is there for you when you need it most. Quick little PSA, just to remind you guys, the next Fat Loss Fast Track for the spring kicks off on Sunday, April 2nd. I believe that's the date. So I will be opening up registration for the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track towards the middle of March. There is a wait list, which you can get on over at primalpotential.com on the shop tab. And I will also link to it in the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. I would love to have the opportunity to work with you for 12 weeks or so. And every day in the private Facebook group and all that fun stuff. So definitely check that out, because I would love to take that journey with you so that you can stop waiting for things to be different and start making them different. Looking forward to sharing some of the stories from some of my clients over the next few days or few weeks, actually, as we gear up for the next Fat Loss Fast Track. Love you guys. Hope you have a great day. And I'm going to try and stay out of the avalanches off my roof. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.